But Mr. Bean looked away at the wrong time. The boy opened the bag quickly and was sick into it. Mr. Bean didn't see him. A minute later, before the boy could stop him, Mr. Bean took the bag. He quickly blew into it. Then he put it in front of Mr. Tucker's face. With the bag in one hand and a big smile on his face, Mr. Bean hit it hard. Bang! Mr. Tucker was not a happy man. Some time later, the plane arrived in Los Angeles. Mr. Bean looked at the people in the airport.
"I'm in America," he thought. "This is wonderful."
He started taking photos again. Near a wall, there were two policemen. Mr. Bean watched them, and then he saw their guns. He thought of a game and smiled. He put one hand slowly inside his jacket and looked for his gun. Not really. Mr. Bean didn't have a gun, of course. He only wanted to play a game. The two policemen suddenly turned and saw him. They stopped talking and looked carefully at Mr. Bean. What was this little man's game? Did he have a gun?
"Quick!" said one of the policemen. "He's got a gun! Get him!"
Mr. Bean gave them a smile. Then he turned and ran the other way, fast.
"Everybody on the floor! Now!"
shouted the policeman. Everybody in the airport was afraid. People fell to the ground. Mr. Bean saw them and fell to the ground too.
"Not you, stupid,"
a man next to him said.
"Oh, thank you,"
said Mr. Bean. He got up and started to run away again. But the policemen ran faster and caught him. They stood in front of him with their guns in his face.
"Slowly take out your gun," they told him. "Put it on the floor and stand back."
Mr. Bean was very afraid. He carefully put his hand in his jacket and took out his two fingers.
"It was only a game,"
he said.
"I haven't really got a gun."
The policeman looked at him. Who was this strange little man?
"Get out of here,"
they shouted angrily. Mr. Bean got out, fast.